guys, and welcome back to Steak and Eggs, episode 79. I'm Emmy. I'm with Asmin and our good friend Lakari, and we're here for another episode. It's getting cold outside. It's cozy. POE 2 just came out. It's a good time of year, I think.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? So, Lakari, you've been playing POE 2, right?
I already know, dude.
Who's going to give a fuck and then change the topic to something I was already talking about?
Well, I mean, I didn't know how long you were going to go, right? I mean, it could have gone for
it's called an intro,
bro. Yeah, intro's over. Intro's over. So what are you playing?
Dude, I'm playing, I've been playing hardcore and
you're playing hardcore already?
Yeah.
Jesus
dude, I'm,
Christ.
That's just how I am,
man. He's that kind of gamer, bro.
Yeah. So I'm going Infernalist. I haven't gotten the Ascendancy yet, but I'm pretty excited about it.
You're playing Minions?
Huh?
Playing Minions?
Oh, so only like a little bit. I didn't want to play the minions. I kind of wanted to like burn stuff with like fire.
Right.
You know, I did the same build in POE1 where I just dropped meteors everywhere.
And, where it's like the cast on, it was a cast on crit or something like that? Meteor Storm?
No, it wasn't cast on crit. I just like kind of dropped meteors and it was like an ignite build. It was my own custom build. So it was pretty cool.
I swear everyone's playing witch. Like literally everybody.
I was playing warrior.
I said this. Oh yeah, you were playing warrior.
And then I learned.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, is melee like kind of rough in that game?
So I this one guy, like I was talking shit about warrior the entire time, and this guy sent me. He says, "How does Asmon think warrior is bad? Look at me killing the act one boss." And the video is almost 9 minutes long. It's like, okay, bro, like this guy's fucking garbage. And to be fair, there's a lot of one-shot builds with Warrior, and Warrior's actually very, very good.
Oh,
but it's like annoying to play. It feels clunky and like kind of shitty to play. Even though I actually think that at a base level, it's actually a good class.
Okay.
It looks very slow.
It's slow.
Yeah, the only ones that looked good to me were Witch and then Mercenary.
Yeah, the crossbow.
Mercenary looks broken.
Oh, it's so
it looks so good.
It looks so good, man. Like, I remember my first character I was doing hardcore on. I actually went Ranger, then I picked up a crossbow. And I started using the crossbow on a Ranger. And I was like, why did I not play Mercenary?
Ranger looks kind of boring. I don't know.
That's one with the bow, right?
Yeah, the one with the bow.
When I was watching the trailer, I felt like of all the range classes, Ranger had like the least going on.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I used to play Dota and I one-tripped Wind Ranger and I just, you know, I just wanted to make it happen again. But Ranger did have like one cool ability I kind of wanted to try to figure out how to make work, but it seemed like kind of hard. It's called Snipe. It does a lot of damage if you can like landed on a perfect attack, it's a guaranteed crit and does a lot of damage. But the problem is, like, you're stuck there for like 3 seconds. So it's like,
sounds like Bloodborne Parry.
It's not like Bloodborne Parry. It's kind of like, I don't know how to explain. It's like you're just like sitting there and you're charging up. You got to like time it like perfect.
Oh, like Monster Hunter.
Yeah. It's like, imagine having a great sword.
Yeah.
But like you're ranged and like you're not tanking
that game.
So like
you flash or something like that. And then it's like that's your time to shoot.
And you like attack like right then and there.
A warrior has another ability like that too.
Oh, actually. Does it? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it plays because I quit because I'm not stupid. But yeah. And Emmy, you weren't stupid either. You played a witch at the beginning, right?
It just looked the coolest. I want to do the blood mage shit.
Oh, the blood mage stuff.
Yeah, you're doing the one that turns into like the succubus looking thing.
Oh, like the demon form?
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably going to get the, like the demon dog. Honestly, main reason why I play witch, they're just cute, man. You know? Like, I'm just going to be honest. Hey, witch is cute. I just, you know, I just like them. So,
I mean, they did really update the character models. Yeah, like, I don't know. Emmy, did you ever play POE1?
I didn't. I've only played some of the later Diablo games.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you played Diablo 3, right?
Yes, and a little bit of 4.
Ooh.
D4?
Yeah.
Bad.
How much did you play D4?
I didn't play it at all.
Really? Oh, shit.
Dude, listen, man. Blizzard has burnt their bridge with me, man.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going to be honest, dude. Like, hey, I…
Is it because they killed you?
Well, I mean, they did kill me. And it's just, like, I just feel like they just keep missing. You know what I mean? They just keep missing. And it's just, like, dude, GGG, Path of Exile, man. Yeah. They treat their player base so well. And it's just, like… I'm not gonna continue to be treated like crap. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be you feel stupid when you're playing those games. It's
not just PoE replacing Diablo. Marvel Rivals is better Overwatch. And when I played it, I was like, it's not bad, but I feel like it's not really gonna stick. Like, because a lot of those like new multiplayer games, they don't really stick past the first like couple weeks.
That is true.
Dude, I see so many tweets of people just like obsessed with Marvel Rivals. So I was like, maybe I was wrong.
Dude, I played that game. I was playing Captain America. It felt really good. I'm gonna be honest.
Really?
I felt powerful. I felt like a true like Marvel hero, dude. I was just jumping up in the air, slamming down, like getting the back line. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, I think it depends on how good their competitive scene is. If it's good, I think that it'll actually kill Overwatch.
Yeah. It has a lot of potential. I don't know if you ever tried that.
I don't know how you can kill
Overwatch
what's already
kills itself.
Dead.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Well,
yeah.
But what's left of it? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, Blizzard did something that was like one of the most impressive things I've ever seen with Overwatch 2 is they actually killed people's hope for the game to ever be better, right? Because like there's a lot of games where it's like, yeah, it's bad now, but it'll get better. But when they came out and they said, yeah, all those things we were promising you, you know, it's just not going
to
happen.
Why would they even do that? Like, that's still so crazy to me. Like,
my understanding was that Bobby, this is like, again, all fucking insider, you know, like just rumors, et cetera. But like Bobby Kotick felt like for like, I think it was the 2019 or 2020, whenever it got announced, the BlizzCon, that they needed a big announcement. And so they had to push that out really early.
So stupid.
Oh, it's Bobby. What do you expect? So that's what he did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he made the company a lot of money too.
They were trying to be like Riot. Remember that year that Riot was like, yeah, we're making a TV show. Yeah. We have a card game.
Project L.
We have an FPS. We're making a fighting game.
Yeah, remember that.
Yeah. I think Blizzard was like, we didn't do that too.
Are they still, Riot still making that MMO? Do you guys know anything about that?
So there are two things. Emmy is thinking of the fact that we did go to Riot and we had to sign an NDA, so we can't talk
about that.
But there are actually a lot of other things that have happened publicly, right? And so Mark Merrill, the CEO or president, I forgot which one, of Riot.
CEO,
there it is. And so my understanding is like, I feel like he's mainly like, he's a big fan of the MMO, right? He's playing classic hardcore now himself.
Yep.
Oh.
And this is his second time playing it. He got 60 in hardcore before.
Damn,
yeah, he is
okay.
A grinder. He is a farmer. And so anyway, he's big fan of the MMO. He announced and he said, hey, listen, guys, you know how we said it was going to take 3 years? Well, now it's going to take 7.
Oh my God.
And so he, not in those words, he basically said all of the work we did, we've realized that we're going to go back to the drawing board and restart everything
the whole ground up.
I get with a lot of companies, people are like, oh my God, but I feel like with Riot, it's like, you know, you just got to trust it.
They're not going to release it if it sucks.
Yeah.
They will not do it.
Yeah.
And like Valorant is extremely good. Now, people cannot like Valorant. They can think it's a shitty game, but there are a lot of people that play it. The competitive scene is good and it's very popular.
It is undeniably a very extremely successful game.
Now, here's the thing I'm curious about, right? Is Project L, like, or 2XKO now. You're the fighting game guy. What do you think about it?
So I think 2XKO, so I didn't play it that much, but from what I did play, it definitely isn't in the state I feel like they want it to be. Like, it was supposed to be like a very easy, accessible game to like kind of get like league players into the fighting game genre.
Uh-huh.
It is not that. It is quite literally like a tag fighter. And tag fighters, you guys probably don't know about it, but they're very notoriously fucked up. Like, it's just like, they are just the most degenerate, devious, scummy type of like fighting game.
Do you feel that way about Sparking Zero? Or does that qualify for that? I feel like it kind of does because you can swap characters, right?
Sparking Zero could have qualified as a fighting game if they cared enough to balance it. But man, that game is literally just androids just bouncing up and down across the screen for like 3 minutes. It's quite like the competitive scene for that game is quite literally a joke. It did have a lot of potential when it first came out. There were so many mechanics and like just so many things you could do. Like on the surface, it was like such a simple game.
That first week was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
so
it was, there's like so much thing. Like people were discovering tech for that game like every second of the day, essentially.
Yeah.
But it kind of just boiled down to like, you know, we're just going to like stall by, you know, bouncing up and down in the air for like 3 minutes. And now the game's kind of just whatever.
I feel like, there's 186 characters. And every time I see a clip, there's 5.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And so, I do think that's definitely one of the big issues that like a lot of fighting games have. And also like, they're so hard to get into. Because like for me, it's so hard to get into a fighting game because I understand how hard they are.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's insane.
Yeah. No, fighting games are, they're, it takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of commitment. And I think the main issue with fighting games, you know, like a lot of times when you're playing a game, you want to, you know, play with your friends, not against them.
Yeah.
And a lot of times in fighting games, you know, you're just playing against your friends, you know?
It's a 1v1.
Yeah, it's 1v1. And not only that, it's like, also when you're playing a fighting game, you don't really have anyone else you can blame when you mess up except
yourself.
That's
a huge
thing. You know, so it's kind of like, new players will get into these fighting games, you know, they won't know what's going on. They'll jump right into a ranked match. They'll just get comboed and, you know, they're just trying to like get out of it, but they don't know, understand what's going on, right? So they're kind of just stuck in this combo. They die. They're like, ah, you know, they get really angry and stuff. And it's just like,
and they can't blame the team.
Yeah, they can't blame the team.
Skill-based matchmaking is holding me back.
Yeah, no, there's no excuses except yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of hard to like look at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, with team games like League, Valorant, Overwatch, Dota, for example, you have, you know, your team safety net.
You can get carried or, you know, you can get farmed, right?
That's just
what happens, right? Yeah, for sure.
Matchmaking can be very much more forgiving. But when, you know, jump in a fighting game, you actually have to put in the time. You have to put the effort. You have to study your character. And, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, they don't want to sit in the lab for hours a day figuring out how to do combos.
Yeah, how like, to play a combo. Well, like 2XKO, like, aren't they trying to like simplify combos? I'm pretty sure they aren't.
Yeah, they are. But like at the end of the day, simplified combos will never be as strong as like, you know, fully optimized combos. So you like, man, the comboing in 2XKO is like pretty difficult. Like even for me, who's been playing fighting games for a while, you know. So I think that's something they kind of want to fix. They kind of want to go back to the drawing board, make it like a little more accessible for newer players. But yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to go.
I don't know. What did you think of me? Like, because I didn't play it at all.
I played in, was it the alpha?
Yeah,
I played in the alpha. So it was, a lot of the people in the alpha were fighting game players. So I played like four matches. Yeah, I got farmed. Okay.
It happens. I mean,
it looked cool. It was just like, I don't really want to sit here for 10 hours to learn the game.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what you, like fighting game players are very, it's sad because fighting games are such a niche like genre.
And they have such a great community. So it's like, that's the thing is like fighting game community, in my opinion, is probably one of the best and most supportive communities of like any, like any time that like, I remember one time we had like some event at like, I think it was like some arcade and like there were guys playing Smash there. And I was like, actually, I'd rather be over here. These other random people, like this is way cooler.
Yeah.
And so, it's so good, but it's so hard to bring people into that because of that massive barrier to entry.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And like modern fighting games, they've been trying to like, kind of like alleviate that, but I feel like it's kind of like worked against them because by making the fighting games easier, it kind of alienates like the older FGC players. But at the same time, like if you weren't going to play a fighting game before, it making it like a little easier is not going to change that, you know? So I don't know. It kind of like works against it. So I'm not sure what they can do to kind of like, you know, get more people into fighting games.
I have no idea. But yeah, I think that you're right. Yeah, it's like the only game that I think really did that was Smash, right? And it's like, that's like the in-between that everybody can get into. Yeah. But it's like not going to be the same as an actual like traditional like Street Fighter or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the reason why Smash is like also so successful is again, because like Smash is like fun to just play with your friends, you know?
Exactly.
You get like four people together, you get the boys and you're just like, you know, you're having a good time. I feel like for a game to truly be successful, it has to have like, you know, that fun party element to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people have tried to make more games like Smash, like multiverses, and they just don't really stick.
Yeah.
People already have Smash.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's a good game. That's the only difference that I'm seeing with like something like Marvel Rivals versus Overwatch is that people genuinely don't really like Overwatch.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Smash, people like Smash. It's just that they want something new because people always want something new. And so that's why I think maybe Marvel Rivals could stick around, but I do agree with you. I mean, I think that it's going to be dead in 3 to 6 months.
Well, I did think that, but I see so many people talking about it and talking about the characters. But I mean,
we'll see.
It does depend on how they handle the ranked and competitive scene.
On that note about Smash, I feel like I agree with you 100%. Smash Brothers is a fantastic game. What holds Smash back, though, is Nintendo. And the reason why I say
this— they do that on purpose.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure they've stated this. I don't know if they have, but you're saying about how Nintendo tries to actively suppress a competitive scene, right?
Well, that and just, like, they don't, like— I feel like it'd be so easy for, like, them to add rollback netcode to the game, right? Because, like—
They don't have that?
No. No, the internet.
You never played Smash Online?
No, the online Smash experience.
It's impossible.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's atrocious. It's so awful.
Is it as bad as like Brawl was back in the day?
Oh, my God, dude. It's, oh, my God.
It can't be that bad.
No, it's just, it is the worst online fighting game experience you could ask for because everyone's on Wi-Fi. The netcode is atrocious.
Yeah, yeah.
It is terrible. And Nintendo, they don't want to do anything about it. Like, for example, you know, Melee? I don't know if you ever, like, played Melee. Melee has,
only
like,
10,000 hours.
Oh, yeah. Like, it has, like, perfect, pristine rollback netcode. And Nintendo could, like, easily achieve the same level of netcode, but they just refuse absolutely to do it.
I didn't even know that was a thing. That's crazy. Because, yeah, like, I've played Melee for, like, 20 years, but I never played the new one, really, like, more than, like, maybe 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Because, like, my understanding is, like, Nintendo doesn't want Smash to become a super competitive game.
I don't know why.
Well, the reason why, this is what I think they've even stated or people have inferred, is that they think that if they make the game super competitive, then it's going to become alienating to like the really casual audiences, right? So like they don't want the game to turn sweaty, like for example, like Fortnite.
I see. I feel like Fortnite's kind of sweaty.
They do. Yeah. But you know, it's Nintendo. So Nintendo.
They're silly.
I think that like the best example or best like metaphor for Nintendo was that it's like your grandma who bakes you cookies and she's super nice, but she's also racist. You know, like,
That's such a
right? Yes, there it is.
Yeah.
That's Nintendo. And one day, maybe they might see the light. Yeah. Maybe. But like, they're still trying to shut down emulators and stuff like
that. That's
this,
insane,
right?
Man.
Like, they're still trying to do this, even now, like suing people and shit.
That's crazy.
Did you see the Power World lawsuit?
Oh, that happened? I
heard about it.
It's happening. Yes.
Oh, wow.
It is happening.
How's that going? Are they okay?
Have you seen anything about this?
Not in a while, no.
So basically, Pal World is suing Nintendo because of the balls.
Wait, Pal World suing
Nintendo? Oh, sorry. I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was like, wait a second.
Nintendo is suing Pal World. Yeah, the fucking dyslexia. Anyway, verbal dyslexia. And so, yes, Nintendo is suing them for the copyright of like throwing a ball and like capturing something. And it's like really funny because like, everybody knows that Pal World shamelessly fucking copy Pokemon.
Of course,
with everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
obviously.
Anubis is the exact same as Lucario.
Yep,
there's
like
50 of these. Like Lugia, Jet Dragon. Come on. What are we talking about here? And so, but they're able to get them with the patent I think it's a patent on the idea of throwing a ball at something in a 3D environment and then capturing it. And then the way that the ball capture mechanic works. And I've heard, I don't know if this is true, I haven't played it recently, that Pal World has actually updated their mechanic to be different now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. To try to avoid the lawsuit. Huh?
Maybe, right?
Okay.
But I think that they don't want to, like Nintendo has for cases that Nintendo initiates themselves, legal cases in Japan, their win rate is 100%.
Oh, really?
And Pal World is also made, Pocket Pair is in Japan.
Oh, that does not. So that smells doom.
Things are not looking good for Pal World.
Really? 100%?
100. That's what I heard, at least.
That's crazy.
You know,
They're powerful, dude.
They're powerful. Yeah, they don't lose.
We have to remember, like, Nintendo is like 153 or 4 years old or something like that,
is
right?
True, yeah.
Like, I mean, this company is like super, super OG. I mean, they basically brought like online game or like not even online gaming, like gaming to like the whole world, right? I mean, most people had Nintendos. So, like, Nintendo is just, it's so definitive. And it's like, think about how many people like grew up playing Nintendo that work in the government. They're like, well, we're going to have to. You
know. I mean, I knew Nintendo was literally in my childhood. I remember the first game I played was Super Mario.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, Emmy, you started on GameCube, right?
GameCube and Game Boy. I think Game Boy was my first one I owned, but I had played GameCube before.
You saying you started on GameCube makes me feel so old.
It stresses me out.
Bro, I'm about to turn 27. I'm getting old.
I mean,
yeah, you are.
No, you aren't.
How old are you, like?
Oh my God.
I'm 34.
I'm 35. So,
Thank God. Thank God somebody else is old.
Yep, I'm old
okay,
too.
Okay, great.
Dude,
awesome.
Everyone's like that age now on Twitch except for like the new people, like FaZe and them.
Yeah, well, I feel
everyone's
like
everyone's in their 30s.
Well, because everybody has gotten older in general, right? On the internet. Because like back in the day, whenever I was in like high school, the internet was full of college students and high school kids.
Yep.
That's it. Like nobody over like 40 was on the internet. Why would you be on? Well, you're on the internet at 43? Like
pedophiles.
Go. Well, you know.
They were everywhere.
Oh my God.
And still are.
Well, you got to fish where the fish are. And so anyway, yes, well, that's it, right? And so anyway, you've got these people and back then it's like, oh, you're 43 on the internet. Unless you're that, it's like, well,
you were a freak.
Go start a family, idiot. Like go back to your job.
Yeah, why
aren't
you working?
Yeah, don't you have to buy a boat or something like that? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh my God, Asmund, do you remember the old internet?
Oh yeah.
Like how, I don't think people could survive.
What do you mean by old internet?
Oh my God. I mean like the things people used to say back then on the internet.
Yeah, well, so basically here's the best way that I can explain it. It's that the internet, and this changed in like, I think 2008 because of Facebook. Because Facebook was the first time that people started using their real name, their actual address, their real phone number, and they started connecting their real life to the internet. But before Facebook, the internet was like, it was not a super reality of life. It was like an alternate reality.
Yeah.
And sure. Like everybody was an anime girl. Everybody was a wizard, right? Uh-huh. And it was just like, it was, nothing was taken seriously and nothing really mattered on the internet. And it was a totally different vibe.
Yep.
But then once people were able to make money on the internet, then advertising came on the internet, then you had people using their real name on the internet.
Yep.
And now it's like the internet is just like a component of real life.
Like whereas before,
it was a second life entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was like old MMOs. That's why people like the escapism of like EverQuest or like WoW or RuneScape or something like that.
Oh yeah, man. Brings me back to my glory days, dude. I remember playing like BDO and Terra.
God.
Dude, I bet you were a fucking menace.
I was a menace. I was a guild leader. I led a bunch of degenerates.
In what game?
I actually led guilds for like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
In BDO, Terra, and like Arcage, and just all throughout the Korean MMOs, Ragnarok Online, stuff
like
that.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. Wow. It's a whole long story.
What do you think of Arcage 2?
Arcage 2?
Yeah.
I mean, is it... I don't know. I haven't really been keeping up much about it recently, but I feel like we have a better chance of the Ashes creation, probably.
Did you play the alpha at all?
No, not really, no.
I didn't really either. So I loaded into the Ashes of Creation alpha. I had like 50,000 viewers. Everybody was so excited. And then there was like five people whose name was Kill Asmon just waiting there. And they were spawn killing me over and over.
Jesus.
And I'm like, all right, guys. Well, because I started a few days late. So like everybody was already leveled up and they were bored. And so they were like, okay, well, let's go fuck with him because we don't have anything else to do. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to play this and start this off stream. You know,
yeah,
just a little bit.
I'm going to be honest. There is no way I could have done what I did. Back then, if I was a streamer, like,
oh yeah, no doubt.
The Korean, like these MMOs, like,
you remember like in BDO, right? Because I think we were on the same server in BDO.
Yeah.
And like, what was the name of that server?
Mount Tyrannus or?
Fuck, no. There was another one before that because that was whenever they got merged.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Eden.
EDN.
Yeah.
I think it was EDAN instead of EN. I think so, yeah. And so like, yeah, people would do the nastiest, most shameless, fucking annoying things. Like they would wear like this suit so you couldn't see their name.
Gilly
and
then,
like, suit? Yes. And they would sit there waiting because there was a level 49 to 50 thing where it was like, I think it was at 44 or 45. I forgot where you would level up to where you could be a free kill. Like now you could be a kill. And they would sit there waiting for people to ding from like 44 to 45 immediately fucking killed.
Yep.
It was so fucking annoying.
Oh man, I'm so sorry.
I started a few days late, so
yeah. Oh yeah, my guild used to do that all the time.
I know. I'm fully aware of that. Yes. No, it was a really good time, but I think that like, so did you play Throne Liberty?
I didn't.
So, Emma, did you try it?
No.
I kind of just gave up on MMOs, Jasmine. I'm going to be serious.
Like, yeah, I don't really play MMOs besides.
I'm a gacha guy now.
Wow, hardcore,
yeah.
But that doesn't count.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What do you think the next big gacha game is going to be?
Ooh, well, I think it was going to be Girls Frontline 2, but...
Did you play it?
Did I play it? Bro, I'm playing it.
Oh, shit.
Going in, baby. That is a game
was that good?
For me, like, gacha is a very, everyone has their gacha.
Yeah.
I feel like this one was made for me. It's just mine, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
The girl, the art, oh my God.
I've already seen everything, yeah. Have you seen it?
No, that's the one with like the feet on the login screen, right?
Hey,
that's
great. Hey, I'm just going to be honest. If your gacha game doesn't have a dorm, it's written off. You need a dorm.
The thing is that, you know what's really sad is that you're right. You know, I think that you're totally right. Like now, gacha games. Yes, they're so big now. And like, so they have that Neverness to Everness game. And then they have the…
That one might actually be it. That looks really good actually.
I don't know if it's going to be that one or that Anata game. Like the Project Mugen game. Ooh, did you see that?
Yeah. I saw that one too.
I don't know which one of those is going to be better. Because I haven't seen anything from these games that was actually playable. Mm. There was like a Chinese demo of Neverness to Everness. But like, I wasn't able to play it. Because like, I got in the last day and I was like, fuck. Right? Yeah. I couldn't log in. But like, that game does look insanely fucking good. That was the one I showed you, Emmy, that had like the car and like the, what do you call it? Like the dorm that you could go into?
Neverness to Everness?
It's like GTA.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
It's like GTA meets Genshin. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm really worried about is like, I just hope it like doesn't end up trying to be like another Genshin. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I feel like a lot of these gotchas, they're like… It's kind of like the same thing that happened with World of Warcraft, right? World of Warcraft came out and every MMO tried to be like, wow, because it's like so successful.
Every BR being Fortnite.
And the issue with that is that your game starts to kind of become like just a soulless copy.
Uh-huh.
And it just kind of loses like any type of like identity or originality that it could potentially have. Which I feel like is a big problem with like these new gachas. They just try to be like Genshin because Genshin was like the most successful. So, you know,
made a lot of money. It still does.
I feel like that's just a problem though.
Did you play Wuthering Waves at all?
I did. So Wuthering Waves, oh man, the combat in that game was so good.
It was.
I loved it. I loved every second of the original Wuthering Waves. From fighting the bosses to getting the characters to exploring the world. It was fantastic. But then like, we get to end game, and then what do we have? Genshin Impact. You know what I mean? It's just nothing to do.
That's the problem that all of these gacha games have.
Yeah.
Is that they can't afford to put actual challenging end game in because all of the mentally ill middle school girls that are the primary audience for these games won't be able to beat the content.
Yeah.
So it's like they have to make everything so piss easy. And it's like the dailies are just like, okay, and it's like, here's the puzzle, and there's like a triangle, and then there's a block that's triangle shaped. And it's like, I wonder, hey, stupid, can you figure this one out? Oh, you did it? Oh, good job. Here's 10 points. You need 18,000 of them to buy the next character.
I mean,
that's it.
Honestly, you know what, Asmin, if I made a gacha, bro, I'd say fuck it. I'd make it so hard because you know what? Why? Hey, you want to win and you're bad? You better spend money.
It's like Elden Ring. Exactly.
Yeah. I would just be like, hey, listen, you're bad. Hey, spend money. What I would probably do is I'd make the story easy.
Yeah.
Right? So you go to the story. If you want to enjoy the story, that's fine. But if you want to get into the real nitty gritty in-game content, you better bring your A game or you better bring some cash. One or the other. That's how I'd make my gacha.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. You didn't really play Wuthering Waves at all, did you?
No, I didn't.
The game was actually really good. Like, I played it. I'm like max level in the game. Ooh. I 100%ed every single zone. I completed all the
quests.
I beat all the different levels. I have everything done in that game. I beat that game so much that I quit playing it.
Yep.
I was like, okay, I'm done. I've beat this and maybe I'll come back for 2.0, right? I don't know. But like that game was so fucking good.
It had
the same problem that all these games have and they're just so fucking boring at max level. Yeah. It's like, okay, go around. There's like 15 wind chimes in every single area and you have to click on all of them. It's like,
who wants to do that, man? For the 15th time, who wants to go around and click the wind chimes?
You loot a shiny rock and it says 1 of 573.
Holy shit.
Oh, no. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's so bad. I hate it.
The combat seemed good. I played the first like hour of the game.
I mean, the combat is godlike. It is so. It's one of like the best gacha combat systems I've ever played. I love this so much.
It's a lot better than Zenless Zone Zero.
Oh,
what a joke ooh, that shit is.
Ooh, how do you feel about CZZ actually?
I played it at the beginning, and on the second day of my playthrough, I thought that it would be more entertaining and engaging for me to end my stream and go buy a mattress.
Yep. I mean, honestly, I have to agree with you 100%. Where ZZZ messed up is I feel like they had such good art, such good, like everything was good except the gameplay. Mm-hmm. And the gameplay really fell short with just like, it just, one thing I noticed about ZZZ is like, why are all the ultimates just damage ultimates? Like,
yeah.
And like, other gotchas, you know, ultimates kind of do something different.
But like a primer or like any sort of like empowerment. Or
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
It's yeah. just like there's no uniqueness. It just yeah. felt like every ultimate like was the only difference between the ultimate was the animation.
Yeah.
And I like that kind of really turned me off like just immediately.
Did you try this one at all, Amy?
No, I was going to, but then you and
yeah,
Techie were always saying such bad stuff about it. I was like, yeah, I guess I just won't.
Yeah, it's yeah. definitely, it's not it. I mean, if you're going to play, listen, if you like ZZZ, that's great. But like,
I feel like
characters do look good.
I feel like they know the game is cooked. Yeah. And do you want to know how I know they know it's cooked?
How do you know?
Because of these character demos. Like, this is like the Jane Doe one. When that came out and then there was the next
cinematics?
One. Yes.
Yeah.
And like the cinematics, it's like this is hentai. Okay? Like, let's be honest. Yeah, what wait, are we
so
doing
there's
here?
Jane Doe. There was like the shower one.
Yes, the shower one.
The shower one, yeah.
Was there another one?
Yes, of course there was. There was the other one where it was the girl and she's in the office building and then she takes off her heels for no reason. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. So there's like three of them, right? And, and then the other character hugs her boobs, right? Because it's the short blue yeah. character. I forget, Kuzku or something like that. And, yeah, that's how I know they know the game is cooked.
Yeah. I mean,
if you have to go to that level.
Yeah. If you're playing yeah. ZZZ, you're just gooning. At the end of the day, you're just gooning. That's all you're doing.
I really tried to play the story. I really did. I tried to sit down and play it. And all it made me do was fix my sleep schedule.
Damn, that's boring, huh?
So fucking bad.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. I will maybe try to go back because people have said, oh, they've made it way better. They've made it way better now. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure they did. Yeah, we'll
yeah,
see
I heard
about
they're
that.
Like revising the combat system or something.
Well, I mean, maybe you can play that. So basically, you can play this game with a garage door opener.
Oh, yeah.
Like all you do is you just hit the same button. Yeah, and it's like people are like, I remember when I played it the day one, everybody's like pogging, like he's so good. It's like, okay.
No.
Okay, so you got to understand what yeah. we got going on here. This is basically autoplay, but you get to push a button at the same time.
Nah, do they do a gacha or like mobile category for the Game Awards?
They do, right? Okay, they do a mobile game category for Game Awards. And it's going to be between this year, in my opinion. Like if we're talking about gacha trash games, probably between Wuthering Waves and Sinless Zone Zero.
Yeah.
That's what I can't think of any other game that's come out that has even been close to that. I'm trying to even think what the other alternatives would be.
Games?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Do people still play those like trash like hour sync games like Clash of Clans and stuff?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Clash of Clans is actually huge. It has like a competitive scene too.
It does.
Yeah, I know.
Surprisingly.
No, it actually is fun.
Yeah. No, it's a good
I don't play it anymore.
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
I had an open invitation or offer towards the people that made Clash of Clans. If they would sponsor me for the game, I would spend an amount of money to where I could go from Town Hall level 1 to 16, which is the max level, in one day.
Could you actually do that?
Theoretically, as far as I know, the answer to that is yes.
That's crazy.
How much would that cost?
How much would that
cost? So based off of the current calculations, it would cost somewhere between $11,000 and $16,000.
That's insane.
Yeah, so they'd have to pay for that part too.
I mean, yes. When you think about gacha games, that's really not the worst.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, because I mean, think about like people who spend on Honkai.
How much money
and stuff.
Have you spent on Honkai Star Rail?
I don't even know. I'm gonna guess and say like $5,000 or $6,000, and I don't play anymore. That's not too bad, actually.
Okay, she's lying. There's no way. So you have, I know that you have a maxed out Blade, you have a maxed out Kafka.
Yep.
Like, let's see, what else did you have? You had maxed out Sila. Not maxed out, but you had her. I think you had like two or three copies of her. That's a good amount of money. That's
$500. Maxed out character in Honkai Star Rail, I think it's like around. To like get it guarantees like around $2,000 each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I don't have a maxed out Zila.
Well, it's close. I mean, like
no, it's not.
It's not.
I have one copy.
Really?
Yeah. You're the one who has a maxed out one.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm all right, you know.
Yeah, of course I do.
You're surrounded by, you know.
No, I know, but.
Yeah, it's a safe space. You can say.
I rolled for Blade. I liked his design. I rolled for Kafka, of course. And then I think after Kafka, I stopped rolling on the banners because I just like wasn't playing as much anymore.
Mm. No, you had Silver Wolf. That's the other one.
Oh, I actually maxed out Silver Wolf. No, I have like 4 copies of Silver Wolf, so you're right.
Oh.
So it's more than 5 or 6.
I don't know why. What about you?
I'm not lying. I just don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want to know my total gacha spending or just on Honkai Star Rail?
How about both?
Okay. Well, there's actually a command in my chat. I forget. I think that's good.
People ask that much?
Oh, yeah. Well, my mods just made it. They calculated all my gacha spendings. So I think I've spent a grand total. It's probably more at this point, but recorded around $49,000 on gacha since I started playing gacha.
How long ago was that?
I started playing gacha when Genshin Impact released. When
so
was
4 years ago?
4 years ago, yeah. So I've been playing gacha for 4 years now.
Genshin came out 4 years ago?
Yeah, 2020, crazy, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was in COVID, right?
It's almost 2025 now, so it's almost 5 years ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think out of that 49 grand that I've spent on gacha total, I spent like around 5,000 on Honkai Star Rail.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Something around there.
That's really, I spent more than that.
How much did you spend, Asmund?
I don't know. Probably like between 10 and 15,000 on Star Rail.
Oh, wow.
I did. To be fair, I also got really lucky with everything because I'm really good at getting the drops for those characters. I am. I always win to 50-50. It's great. And
Must be nice, man.
Well, hey, I mean, if I'm going to stream it and I'm going to make a video out of it, fuck, why not?
Yep.
Absolutely. It's totally fine. And so as soon as the videos for Star Rail didn't get as popular, I just quit the game.
Damn.
I did. I was like, okay, well, people are going to watch.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Gotta do what you got to do, yo.
Yeah, I played it for a while off stream. But, so I went to buy a new car and I had put the money aside to buy the new car. And I went to buy the car in cash. I go to the person and I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy this and I'm going to do this. Here's the account number. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry to say, like, your account is overdrawn. Like, you can't buy it.
Damn.
And I realized that Acheron had come out in Honkai Star Rail. It's a really good character.
Oh my God.
And so I had spent the amount of money to completely max her out. And it took me down to where I couldn't afford the car anymore.
That's insane.
So I had to have my dad lend me the money.
Asmund. Yeah. That's so crazy, bro.
I know. I didn't know it was going to happen.
God damn. All right. Well,
yeah, it was so stupid.
Actually, I have a question for you, Asmund. So when you spend an egregious amount of money on like these gotchas, do you ever get like, do people like ever like say like, what are you doing? Why are you spending why are you wasting all of this money? Like, do you ever get like yelled at or flamed by like your community for it?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So that's like a normal thing.
Oh yeah.
No, that even happened to me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay.
I remember, the Kafka one, people were upset about that.
Oh yeah. There were people in my chat that were like upset. They're like, what are you doing? Why are you promoting gambling?
Why are you crying?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I guess it's like a normal thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I guess what they don't understand is like, you know, it's just like, if you are not a streamer, like I do not recommend spending that much money on a gacha. Like, of course, if you have like the income to do it and you really enjoy it and it's like your hobby and it makes you happy, then of course. But like, I definitely don't think you should spend as much as a streamer because like at the end of the day, like not only can we like write it off, not all of it, but like, you know, a decent amount of it. It is at the end of the day, you know, for content. So
if you're playing these fucking games, like in my opinion, I feel like if you go, here's the thing. It's that you play a gacha game, you're going to eat dicks.
Yes.
Don't go to the dick shack if you don't want to eat dicks.
Yes, exactly.
Gacha games are just designed to be annoying.
Yep.
They are programmed to make you want to waste your money to take off the ankle weights that they put on you.
Yep.
And so it's true. It's like, why is it? Ask yourself the question, why is it that you need to have a cap on energy in every single one of these games?
You don't.
Why does energy even need to exist? Just to make you log on every day because every day you log on is another day that you might spend money.
Also, you don't want to overcap your energy. So like, it's just like it's all manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to manipulate you. They want your money.
Oh yeah.
They just want to make you spend money.
They're designed to make you waste your money. But like you mentioned the Game Awards earlier, Emmy. Mm-hmm. What do you think should win Game of the Year?
Wukong. It's not even
of course,
a question.
It's not even. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So for Game of the Year, there's Wukong, mm-hmm. Shadow or Erdtree.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I'm not surprised should not it's there, be there. But
should well, it should not be? It's a DLC.
Yeah.
Can yes, you, but it's
can
bas-
you
yes.
can you play Shadow of the Erdtree?
Not by itself. Okay.
Okay. So
no.
You can't.
No.
Okay,
I agree.
So
it shouldn't be there.
Right.
But I understand why, because it's basically a new game. If you think about the hours that you can put into it,
I understand why people do a lot of things.
Yeah.
That doesn't
I
make
agree.
It right.
I don't think it should be there.
Okay,
but so
good.
Wukong, Shadow Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I don't think that should be there at all. And then what are the other?
Metaphor, Refantasia.
Ooh, Metaphor should win.
So did you, how much Metaphor did you play?
I played like, I mean, you know, you spend like 30 hours in that game and you've only...
Astro Bot's there and...
Bellatro.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I was saying like in Metaphor, you spend 30 hours in the game and you're only 2% of the way through, so...
Really?
I like, yeah, the game like, dude, that's why JRPGs are amazing because like...
For me, it's the opposite. I do like JRPGs, but I don't want to spend 300 hours in a game.
Yeah, there's just so much content in the game, and it's just so good. It's such good content, and the soundtrack is just godlike. It's probably one of the best game OSTs I've ever heard, personally.
How far did you get?
I got to, I want to say...
No spoilers or anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about how not to spoil. You know the little, like, rat character?
Yeah.
I unlocked him. Yeah.
Okay, so you probably played... Okay, yeah. So you probably did about, like, 20 hours.
Yeah, 20 hours.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
I beat the entire game, and I almost beat it entirely in New Game Plus. Yeah. I have every single archetype unlocked and maxed out on every single character.
Damn, you just played off stream?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, I'm just looking at this list. I'm getting mad because...
Why?
Wukong and Metaphor deserve it so bad, but they're going to lose to a remake or a DLC. But Erdtree is so good.
I'm going to be honest.
So right. It's true.
Emmy, I'm going to be honest. Hot take. I think it's mid.
Wukong?
No, not Wukong. I think Elden Ring DLC is mid.
Really? Why didn't you like it?
I just, I don't know. I didn't like the areas. I didn't like the fact that like a lot of the bosses were, you kind of just have to jump through hoops to get to them. Me, personally, I play those games to fight bosses. I'm definitely like
That's
very
fair.
Much of like a boss rush type of player. And I just felt like the DLC was kind of lacking, in my opinion, for that, you know?
Okay.
The bosses, when you get to them, are godlike.
Yeah.
God, I forgot his name. The fire guy.
Mesmer.
And then there was the guy who you kill and he becomes a boss or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
Inside of the chapel?
I think so. I forget. God.
Oh, he's talking about the Frenzied Flame guy.
Oh, yeah. Frenzied Flame. Mesmer and the Frenzied Flame. Those two bosses. Oh, my God. Chef's kiss. I love them. Literally made the DLC for me.
Yeah, well, I get what you're saying. But think about like Dark Souls 1 DLC. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? Like four bosses?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
true.
Size difference is insane.
The DLC is a lot of content. It is a lot of content. Maybe I'm just being like, you know, like... You know, just like a entitled, like, you know.
The only thing that I found disappointing about the Elden Ring DLC was the last boss.
Oh, the last boss?
Did you beat it?
Oh, no. I just kind of like stopped playing it for a little bit, so.
I was very disappointed with the last boss. I wanted to see a new boss. I wanted to be like, I hoped that it was going to be like the reanimated or like some sort of like necromancer version of like the Light of Mikla controlling Godwin.
Ooh.
I thought that's what was
that
going to happen.
That would have been really cool.
And like, I was like, oh, this would be so fucking badass. But like what they did, I was like, it was fine, right? Yeah. But
or
it's
I would
like,
have liked to just fight Mikla, but I guess like that wouldn't make sense with his character.
Yeah.
I think so. Like, I mean, there could have been other things that they did too. Like, and also with a lot of the Dark Souls DLC in the past, like they didn't really have a lot. Like there wasn't like, what is Midir, right? It's like just a dragon. Right. Or like Gale, like I don't know if they had Gale in the base game or not, because you encounter him in the chapel before you fight Deacons of the Deep. But other than that, I feel like a lot of the other characters, there's not really a lot to them. Mm. But I think you're totally right that like the Elden Ring DLC was fucking massive. It was bigger than most games.
I loved it. I'm a full FromSoft.
It was big, but I just thought like running through the areas, I just felt like there wasn't like much in some areas. Like it was just a bunch of like empty space. Which, I mean, it was cool. It was like scenic and great, but like I just felt like there wasn't like a lot going on.
I feel like that was the case for all of Elden Ring.
I feel like that's kind of how it's supposed to be. Like loneliness.
Yeah. You know? I mean, maybe these open world games just aren't for me, but yeah. I kind of wanted shit to go down. Like I wanted to run in an area and just have like crazy shit just start happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cause like I felt like there's a lot of that in like the base game. Mm-hmm. Where like you'd run into an area and just like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean?
There's a lot of places in like Limgrave.
Yeah, there are some places like that.
In the DLC?
In base game, I think that there were a lot of boring areas too. At least for me, right?
Yeah.
But like it probably just depends on like what you're looking for. Because the DLC for me, I was just like blown away about how good it was.
You guys really like the DLC, huh?
Yeah, I also
like the empty areas. Like,
maybe I'm just a hater.
I'm also just like a simp, so I don't know.
Whatever they make is amazing.
The vibes, like you know, when it's just like a big empty area, you're just like, wow, this is like so beautiful.
She calls
and
herself a simp, and she didn't even play Armored Core 6. Can you believe that?
Ooh, that's a little weird.
That's kind of weird.
It's just not the same, dude. It's just not the same.
She knows it's not the same because she never played it.
I watched some of it, but
oh well, that's different. Did you play Armored Core 6?
Oh, I actually didn't. Okay. I was planning on it, but I will say, as much as I hate the Elden Ring DLC, PoE 2 is like everything I wanted Elden Ring DLC to be.
Really?
I love that. The boss fights, like everything. There's like so many bosses. The areas are like amazing. It's just like everything about PoE 2. I love it.
How do we get them to add damage numbers on the screen? Like, bro, I want it to be like Vampire Survivors Holocure, just like full AIDS lobotomy on the screen.
I mean, I bet you there could be like a mod for that, maybe.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
There is, as far as I know, not a mod, and I completely agree. I want damage numbers in PoE. Why is that? Because I'm an idiot. I'm a monkey, okay? I want to see the big numbers.
That is true. Imagine like putting in a node and then seeing your damage just go up.
Well, it's easier for casual players to understand, like, oh, I'm better now because it did 50 instead of 30.
I need that because there's so many fucking options.
There's too many variables.
I sit there, like, swapping out my abilities and my items, like, I don't know which one's better.
Yeah. And then, like, if you had, like, you could cast an ability and then see the number and then cast another, like, oh, this one does more damage. I want to use that. Yeah.
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 No, I mean, like, I feel like PoE 2, it's sad that it came out at the end of the year. Because I do think it should get nominated. If not, like, not this time around, it's not going to happen.
Oh, 100%.
Like, next year, 100% it should be there.
It's an amazing game.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
So do you play? You played Black Myth Wukong though, right?
Oh, no, I didn't actually.
Jesus.
It's so good, Lucario. Yes. It's so good.
If people keep telling me how good it is, yeah.
It is the game of the year, in my opinion. I do. I think that, like, if it wasn't for Black Myth Wukong, I didn't play the new Final Fantasy game, right? That was the one, like, you played that. I didn't play that. And so,
but it's a remake.
Well, it's like a half and half. That's my understanding.
It's not a full remake, I mean. So it's good.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's not a new game.
It's going to win. Final Fantasy VII, by the way, is going to win Game of the Year, guys.
Really?
Yeah, of course. It's
Wukong
it's
deserves it so hard.
I think Wukong will win. I just really do, because people just talk about that game so much.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Is this like panel voted or viewer voted?
So, both. Can you guess the percentage?
Panel is more.
It's a guess.
Guess?
Yes.
40-60. 60 panel.
90-10.
Wait, what?
90% of the vote.
Is panel?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then maybe Wukong could win then.
That's why it's not going to win. Because it was not critically well received by a lot of people.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, why?
A lot of reasons. And most of them are stupid. And so it's a bunch of like fucking weird bullshit drama, Asmongold 30-minute video about drama reasons, right? And so a lot of reasons. I don't think Wukong is going to win for that reason.
Wow.
Yep, that's right. I think that it's going to be Final Fantasy VII.
Now that's crazy. I didn't know. Are you like positive as 90-10?
Yes. That. Well, I'm not. Like, I know that because they said that.
Oh.
It was on the website. I'm not like, oh yeah, Jeff is rigging it again. He's rigging it so my game loses. No, that's not it. Like, they said it themselves on the Game Awards website.
I feel like that'd be kind of just weird. I mean, what's the point of even voting then?
That's what people have been asking a lot. Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like people ask that in real life too.
So is the panel like industry people or devs or
both? A lot of people.
Okay.
Yep. There we go.
Wow.
Yep.
That's stupid. That's just dumb. It's I don't like that at all.
I think it's so dumb too.
No, that's just messed up.
I could see like a 60-40 or like an 80% fans, 20% like jury or something like that. But like
90-10 is crazy.
It's outrageous. How can you do that? It's crazy to me. I don't understand
it. It's just people from different studios?
No, of course not. It's people from news publications like NPR.
What? Why?
Because in my opinion, and this is constructive criticism, this is my opinion about Jeff Keighley. I love Jeff Keighley. He's actually been very helpful. He's even reached out to me about the OTK Games Expo. But I think he is simping too hard for trying to be considered mainstream. You're simping too hard for Hollywood and you're simping too hard for mainstream publications and traditional media. The fact is that he made the Game Awards, his own show. It has millions of viewers. The Summer Games Fest and the Game Awards, he is the guy. These people are coming to you. And I hate the fact that he does things that I feel like make it the video game industry seem like it's simping or trying to go out of its way to please traditional media or traditional Hollywood. Mm. Makes me very annoyed. That's my opinion.
That's fair.
Yes.
I think it's fair.
That's what I think. I've made a lot of videos about this, so I know all about this. And it's drama, right? So of course I know all about it. Like anytime that anything stupid happens, you can guarantee there will be a YouTube video out about it within 24 hours. Unless it's about somebody that I know, then I'll just conveniently not cover it.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, of course, right? That's just the way it is.
Yo, Aspen, speaking of drama, there's a lot of drama in OnlyFans. I'm surprised you're not playing.
Oh, no. Give a fuck. Like,
really?
I don't like playing hardcore. Like, I play video games to turn my brain off.
Oh.
Okay. I don't play video. Like, I have my brain on when I have to make, like, decisions in real life for things. I have to deal with other people. And, like, so by the time that I play a video game, I just want to be mentally AFK in a vegetative state where I'm like, big number, big number, big number, big number.
Honestly, that's completely fair.
That's why we need damage numbers.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. Well, to be fair, they do have damage numbers that are on the side of bosses.
That doesn't count. I don't like how it just, like, ticks up and then stops. And then it ticks.
I mean, that's better than POE1 at least.
Ticks up and stops. Like, what do you mean by
okay,
that?
Okay, so, like, I like it better when the damage numbers are, like, flat. Like, it'll be, like, 100, 100, 100. I don't like how it, like, ticks up.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, it's, like, one number increasing.
You don't want it to be, like, an accumulation.
Yeah, I like them to be, like, into, like, I mean, there's, like, a million dots. Like, I don't want it to be, like, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, but, like, just, like.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
Well, flashes. There would be like a different way, like, because they did that with Warlocks, for example, in WoW, because they have a bunch of different dots.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so they have ways of like aggregating that makes sense. So yeah, I would like to see damage numbers too. A lot of people are complaining about the difficulty in PoE2.
Oh man, they can shut up, dude. Are you serious? Get good. Like, are you kidding? The game's not that hard.
What do you think, Emmy?
The only boss I've had to like really sit down. Okay. So the guillotine guy took me like more than a couple tries. And then the guy that turns into a wolf. I don't know if Lucario's at that point yet.
Oh, the wolf guy. Oh, that's the end of Act 1 boss.
But I don't want every boss to be like he melts in 10 seconds.
Dude, the reason why I love GGG so much is because I know they're not going to nerf. I know they're going to keep it hard.
I think they're going to nerf the bosses.
No.
I think they will. Well, they'll nerf.
I think it's so stupid because how can you complain about difficulty in a game that allows you to infinitely scale, basically?
So this is what I think that they should make the bosses easier to do.
Really?
I do. Because, like, Emmy beat Elden Ring DLC, played every fucking video game, professionally plays video games, played League forever. You're very good at video games. You are. And Lucario, you're good at video games. I think that maybe I'm above average. Maybe, right? And so the point is that for people that are like really, really good at video games, obviously they can beat this. It's no problem. But if you want the game to be accessible to new players, I could easily see them getting discouraged very early on. However, I don't think the solution is to make the bosses easier. It's to give the players more tools to beat the bosses.
I think they're going like to add give, more.
Like, well, there needs to be a little bit more gear or like a little bit more currency to make gear to kill the bosses. Because like if you have better gear, it nerfs the boss, right?
That's true.
Because how can you make a boss easier? You either make the boss weaker or you make the player stronger. And I think basically they should just try to make the player
stronger.
Well,
that's what I mean when I say like, if you are too weak for a boss, you just go farm for like 30 minutes. But I guess for a lot of people, they don't really...
They don't see it that way.
They don't want to sit there and grind.
Maybe they can just add like a casual mode, you know? I don't know. Like just like...
Nope, I don't think so. I hate difficulty modes in games.
You think so?
I do. Because it's like when you have a difficulty mode in a game, it's no longer the shared experience that everybody in the player base has.
That is true. That is true.
It's like when you beat... like did you beat Elden Ring?
Yeah.
So like you did the same thing that we did. Right? Yeah. The exact same thing. Now, your experience was different. What was the boss you struggled with a lot in Elden Ring besides like Moenia?
Well, I played the game Soul Level 1, so it's a little different. But let me think. When you do SL1, the hardest boss for me was the Fire Giant.
Did you not use Bleeds?
Is it because you can't stagger him or can you stagger him?
Oh, well, I was using a bleed build. It's just like when you're SL1, that boss does certain things where like normally you'd be able to tank it, but in SL1 you just instantly die.
You're thinking of the fire, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, the fire. Yeah. The fire will instantly kill you.
Really?
Yeah, that you just sucks. Die immediately.
Sucks. Oh, God. Okay, yeah, that makes sense, actually. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, like, well, I think that, like, the good thing about Elden Ring is, like, everybody has, like, their own experience in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, each boss, like, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I mean, what was the boss that you had a lot of trouble with in Elden Ring?
I mean, the most I've ever done any boss was the second Radahn.
I know that.
Obviously.
Everybody knows that.
I mean, everyone knows that.
It was a long night.
I'm trying to think. What's the second most I struggled on a boss? One of the ones that I had to like stop playing and then come back was I think the two gargoyles where one of them spits poison on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one and Margit took a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So like both of those bosses, like for me, the gargoyles took a few attempts.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever watch McConnell do the gargoyles?
McConnell.
No.
Can you pull that up?
I watched him die to some like fucking NPC, like one of those with like the red names.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. Yeah. Can you pull up McConnell with the twin gargoyles? And this is like, because I also died on them a couple of times. McConnell had this build that was the most dumb, fucking, stupid, unfair, broken, garbage build. And he just did it like, oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. Fuck. No, no. I was doing the Whirlwind Axe quest.
It's not showing up.
And WoW, and McConnell was on the call with me. And at the start, he was like, oh, this reminds me of when I watched Asmund fight, I think it was Artorias. And I was well, I'm glad for you. And then it took me 5 hours. By like 4 hours, he was deafened in the call. He just fucking left. He was like, I can't watch anymore.
Well, to be fair, you couldn't do it because of bugs, right? Like, because the guy kept that resetting. Like,
that wasn't the only reason, no. I was also just fucking it up.
Oh, okay.
So we like, throw the dagger,
but the model
right?
did make it harder.
You throw the dagger at the whirlwind?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it reset on you a bunch of times.
Yeah, and some of the times it's like no one could figure out why.
Right.
And then C-Date came in the call and was like, someone in my chat saying it might be because your model's too small. Like the undead female model has like a weird hitbox.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, so they gave me one of those things you eat and it turns you into a human. And I did it in one try.
Okay, it was the hitbox then. It was right.
I think that was only part of it. But
I think that the reason why it happens, I don't know this, but I'm guessing that the reason could be because... So each character has a different, effectively, like center of gravity in which their character will become submerged in water.
Oh.
And like, you know, for example, a night elf will become submerged in water later on in the water than a gnome will.
Because
they're taller, right? Or a tauren. So if you're playing I think you were undead female, and then you switch to a human female, probably, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's going to be a more upright model that's going to have a slightly higher center of gravity.
Wow.
And that's going to make it probably easier for you to do that.
Yeah, well, people are saying like something with the is weird specifically with the undead female model.
That could be it.
Because you think like for like gnomes, it'd be even worse. But people were saying like, yeah, I had like a guildmate that was an undead female and like they couldn't make this jump in a dungeon. We had to like find some workaround. It's like weird shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
I actually didn't even know that. That was like some kind of unique thing. Like, how are you guys liking playing OnlyFans again for the second time?
Well, I never played the first time.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, yeah. Because I wanted to play, but I was going through psychosis, so...
That's how it goes.
Yeah, it was just a little rough. But I'm really... Oh, dude, I'm having so much fun the second time, except... Dude, that DC death really, like, killed it for me, man. I was, like...
Yeah, what level were you? Sucks.
I was level 47, man. And, like... Oh, my God, dude. Have you seen it?
No.
I don't know if you can bring up the clip, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it was just like a server DC, not even internet going on.
It was like a hard DC too, because usually when I DC, I can reconnect immediately, but I had to close the game. Yeah. And you know that split second when you DC, you're like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to click out, but I might have been able to save my character, but it was rough. I was doing some AoE pulls on Mage.
Right.
And,
so then you're definitely done.
Yeah, because you know Mage is a clothy, right? So.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah,
it's
I tried to reconnect here. And it's like, oh my God,
and then
what happened?
Now you have
I tried
to close quit here, the game.
But I don't think I clicked quit right away.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
And I was like, why is it not closing? And I click it again. But at this point, I'm just panicking.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
I try to relaunch it.
Yeah,
and
you're
then,
done.
Yeah, I'm just dead.
It's over. It's finished.
It's just, yeah.
That actually sucks.
Yeah. I just wish there was like some sort of like protection if you had like raw evidence. That, you know...
Wow.
That you had, like, a hard DC like this. I just think you get your character back or something. Because just, like, I'm not, like, a 20-year...
Fern doesn't do that in the anime, does she?
Huh?
She doesn't do that in the anime.
Of course not. What are you talking about?
I don't remember that happening ever.
Oh, yeah, the emotes? Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, there's no way that happened.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I need a pee so bad.
No. It's all good.
So you died at 47. Are you re-rolling at all?
I am. I started re-rolling. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm level 20 now. I was just like, God, I just wish like if you had real evidence of like a raw DC like that, they could give you your character back. Because like, dude, it's my first character, man. I wanted to make it to 60 and it's just dead now and it's gone. And I really was enjoying like playing Classic WoW because like I never played Mage and I was just having a lot of fun. And now it's just all that fun is just gone, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, now you have to redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whenever I heard that you couldn't mob tag to get leveled back up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is doomed. Like, there's no way. But it does seem like a lot of people are pretty enthusiastic about continuing to play and everything.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's like if you die again or like, it's like, especially people will die at 60.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And like, imagine that you die at 60, now what?
Yeah, you're just looking at your character kind of like, oh.
Okay.
Well, there it goes.
Yep, it's gone, I'm done. What am I going to do with my fucking life?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. That's how what level is your new character?
I'm level 20 now. I'm just, man, Aspen, I'm really sad because like, I felt like I was just getting to the point where like my character, because you know like the best part about an MMO is like going from that small, weak pussy that can't do anything to like actually being like kind of strong.
Yeah, exactly.
And I felt like I got to the power spike where it was like actually starting to get fun.
Yeah.
And then it was just taken away from me, just right. Like that.
Now now you're back to killing like level 18s and having to drink after every single other
exactly.
month.
Exactly, and being scared of looking around my back, making sure there's no one jumping me. It's just like, it's just sucks.
At least there's plenty of time because I don't think we're raiding till like January or even February.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So I'm just kind of taking my time, been enjoying PoE2 a lot, you know, so that's fun.
Yeah, that's how I've been. Yeah. Like, I've just been playing other games. Like, if it wasn't hardcore WoW, I would probably play it with everybody. But I just hate the idea of losing progress.
Yeah.
Like, if I lose progress in a game, I'm like, okay, like, the reward structure in my mind is broken and I realize I'm wasting my time.
Just do one run. Like, one character and it's like, if I die, I'm done.
That's what I said. I said I was going to do one character and then, like, I was like, if I die, I'm done. When I play hardcore games, I make sure that I do everything possible so I don't die because I don't want to restart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that DC death hurt because it's like, well, I didn't really learn anything. It was kind of just a waste of character and, like, it just sucks. But I'm going again, I guess, just because, like, man, playing with your friends is just fun, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get very many opportunities to, like, be able to play with everyone and feel like it's just, like, something I don't want to miss out on, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been funny watching people die. Like, I've watched S-Fan die, like, it's like 6 or 7 times now.
I think more than that now.
I think it could be. I mean, that was like last week, right?
It's getting close to double digits, I think.
Yeah.
What's going on with S-Fan?
He's playing the game and he does the same thing that I do, where he goes AFK in the game while he's playing it, and he's just not paying attention.
Yeah, I think that he just has a hard time focusing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. That makes sense.
And I do the same thing. I totally understand. Like, I did a hardcore run in WoW. Like, this was like in 2018 or something like that. And this was like actually 17 maybe. And I remember I died to something, and it's like watching that clip back, I'm like, oh my God, I am actually the dumbest person who's ever existed.
Well, I mean, WoW is like notoriously, it's a slow game.
It
is. You know, there's not much going on a lot. Like, yep. I think it's like 80% walking, mm-hmm. 10% talking to an NPC, and then 10% actual combat. So like, it is very easy to just zone out and just not. I mean, I've caught myself zoning out a lot, but I just...
Well, I zone out when I'm driving. So like, okay. Yeah, no, it's really not that impressive. Like, yeah, of course, I do it constantly. So like, by the time it's in WoW, and it's like you're killing one mob, and each mob takes 20 seconds to kill, oh yeah, I'm AFK. I'm gone. I'm somewhere else totally.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention or thinking about something completely different.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough to keep like mentally like just locked in. Especially like, you know, you've been playing for like what, 10 hours, 12 hours. Mm-hmm. You got to go long sessions if you actually want to get anywhere in WoW.
So oh yeah.
It's very like, I mean, I don't blame S-Fan at all for dying so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think it's just like, you know, it's just one of those things where like he also only played Paladin, right? So he's kind of like a one trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely it's hard to unlearn bad habits, and I think that playing a class like Paladin teaches you a lot of bad habits because you have a lot of get out of jail free cards that other classes don't have.
Yeah, I mean, hey, after playing Mage, I don't want to play anything else, bro. I just love being able to kill like 20 mobs at once. It's very like, ooh, it just scratches that itch because like, you know, I'm just a very like man, and like when I used to play BDO and Terra, I used to like, you know, do the same thing, like just AOE stuff down, and just feels so good to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like any MMO that doesn't let you AoE farm, bad game.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah, just bad game. Yep. Like, that's just the way it is.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, like, there are a lot of games, because, like, in BDO, you were able to do that, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Throne of Liberty, not so much. I didn't like it as much for that reason. Yeah. Oh, I mean, just like, the way it played was so shit. Mm. I just did not like it a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm actually surprised. I mean, you've liked PoE2 so much. Because, like, the game's been, like, PoE is probably one of the most notoriously hard to get into games.
Wait, why?
Because of how many, like, complicated, weird systems there are.
I think they made it easier in PoE,
well,
too.
Yeah.
A lot of it, I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to read all this. I read, like, 3. This one sounds good, you know?
Okay. Yep. It's that simple.
Amy got that gamer in her, man. Respectable.
No. Well, actually, when... what was it? I was watching one of the trailers. They're like, oh yeah, like you can uncheck the show recommended and you can see all of the options. And I was like, guys, this might not work out. That's a
dude,
lot
when of money. When I unchecked that, I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I was like, guys, this might not work out. Yeah. I might not actually be able to play this game.
Yeah.
PoE1 has like 5 versions of that.
Oh yeah. PoE1 has like a version of that for everything in the game.
Yes. Yes. There's like, so there's each skill, there's each level of each skill, there's additional levels that you can get for the skills, and then there's also alternate versions of the skills. And there's then there are other abilities that change the way the skills work. It's like, okay, there's like 5 variables for this. So it's like multiplicative complexity.
Yeah.
And like in PoE2, a lot of that, to be fair, is kind of gone, which is great. I'm very glad about that.
I think it's good. I think they, you know, they've reduced the complexity, but they kept the game good.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, I
like it. It reminds me of playing Diablo in high school.
That's good.
Before Diablo 4.
Yeah, D4 bad. That's all I got to say.
I can't believe, like, see, Diablo 3, the original Diablo 3 was amazing. It was so good, except it was broken, right? All they needed to do was fix the game. It would have been good. And then they added Reaper of Souls, and they said, we don't care about policing our community, we're going to delete all trading, and that you could no longer buy and sell items, and that made me quit the game. I was like, this is so stupid. Because like back then, do you know who the top streamer and the top guy for Diablo 3 was?
Who?
Quinn69.
Quinn!
He was the fucking man. Like he was, I was there the first day that Quinn hit 10,000 viewers.
Oh,
I was
damn.
Watching his fucking stream. And his chat, I think that his chat helped him find his current wife that he has.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. And so it was a whole thing and all that. And so I watched Quinn all the way through Diablo 3, and then he went over to PoE and like, yeah. And then he played WoW. He played like Legion WoW. Like, oh yeah. It was a huge thing.
Dude, I love Quinn. I watch the stream all the time. Mm-hmm. I love his community. I love his, I just love his stream in general. I think he's just funny. He can take a joke, so that's good. Always like a streamer that can take a joke. It reminds me of like, you know, like Forsen and like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like that type of like chat culture. I fuck with it a lot. It's really nice.
It's crazy how he invents ways. Like people were telling me that my build is really bad. And like they were telling me that I was actually doing less damage than Quinn. And I was getting really upset.
Yeah, they call it a Quinn build.
Well, yes. And I was like, oh my, am I retarded? What's wrong with me? Like, what is this? And I'm thinking, like, am I really bad? And then I watch Quinn play later. I'm like, no, he's not. This is way worse.
Dude, I watch Quinn play Hardcore Pal World. Oh my fucking God. He died so many times.
Did he ever beat that or no?
No, he didn't. Oh. He so he got to the last gem boss in Hardcore Pal World. And the boss had, I think it was like, you know, the red bar. All of the pixels of the red ball weren't there, but it was still alive. And so it was like a fraction of a hit and it kills him at the last second. Or the time ran out.
Well, I think the time ran out. I remember that.
It was one or the other. And he died right there, 0.001 away from beating the entire thing.
That's insane.
Yep.
I wouldn't play. It's like dying at level 60 in hardcore.
It's like,
yeah, it's like you're basically there.
Yeah.
That's like dying at level 60 in hardcore and you're killing Kel'Thuzad in Naxx and you've never had anything bad happen. And then you stand in one of the red void zones and the boss dies, the void zone goes off and you die at the same time the boss does. That's what it was fucking like. Oh, it was embarrassing. Man. And I never did Hardcore Pal World. And of course, he turned everything up to like 2x or 5x or something like that. And it was way harder than it needed to be.
Damn, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I remember whenever I played it, I was like, yeah, this is a joke. It's not really that bad. Mm-hmm. But like the last boss for that game took me like 27 minutes or something like that. Like the legendary. Not bad at all. Yeah. Oh, it was actually kind of badass though, right? And like doing it for that long.
Nice long fight, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever play Monster Hunter?
Oh my God, I played Monster Hunter World. I played it a lot.
How much?
I have like 200 hours in that game. Ooh, I use Sword and
okay.
Shield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Like, did you play Wilds at all?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, it's actually very good.
I was really excited. So I don't like really playing betas for games.
Yeah.
So I just like kind of wait for them to come out. Like for Metaphor, I didn't play the
demo. Yeah.
Yeah, or the demo or whatever. I just kind of wait for them to come out and I just enjoy them when they come out. But I heard a lot of good things about it, so I'm pretty excited.
Only good things. Only good things. Like it, if it wasn't for Grand Theft Auto 6, because I think Grand Theft Auto 6 next year is going to win Game of the Year. Mm-hmm. I feel like Monster Hunter probably could be up in the running.
Oh yeah.
Because like I was hoping that Dragon's Dogma 2 was going to be really, really good. And it was just
I heard it was like really bad.
It wasn't really bad. It was just like very, did you play the first one?
I played a little bit of the first one, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So like basically there is a certain type of like soul and vibe to the first game that like Dragon's Dogma 2 should have been like it should have been the quality of Elden Ring.
Mm.
And it was just basically everybody called it a tech demo for Monster Hunter. Basically, right?
Oh my God.
Because like the game plays really well, but there's nothing to fucking do.
Oh man.
And
no
so
content.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, yeah. And like all you do is like, you know, fighting. I felt like I was playing Goblin Slayer or like I was watching the anime because everything I was, you're just killing goblins. That's all you do. All you do is kill goblins. You just go from one pack of goblins
oh
and then
God.
There's another pack of goblins. And then guess what it is? More fucking goblins.
That's crazy.
And then maybe you kill a dog. And that's about it.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played that game for about 100 hours.
Damn.
So yeah, right. Beat the fuck out of that. Like the ending of that game was so insanely fucking good. And everything else about it was so insanely fucking bad.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah, I know. I was so sad about it because it should have been amazing. Did you play Dragon Age?
Dragon Age? No, I didn't actually.
Oh my God. That was the man.
Am I missing out, Aspen?
Not with that one.
Oh.
not without that game was a fucking joke. It was so
did you not see the trailers for it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. They were so
they were like it was like the game was made for people that it was like whenever you took something that was like, I'm trying to think of a way to put it. They basically took the average age audience and they minus 10.
No.
Yeah. Where it's like, okay, this is a game now made for children.
Oh.
Where, yeah. It's just like, it's weird. And like some of the gameplay and like the combat is okay. Character building is okay. Like I think I rated it like a 6. I think it's a 6, right?
Well, not the worst,
no,
but definitely not the
it's
best.
It's a bit above average. But if it's a AAA game that was worth $100 million to make, did you really win?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah. But like, I do think Metaphor probably would be, like, probably besides Wukong, my second best game of the year. So like, Emmy, you need to play Metaphor. That game is really fucking good.
Emmy, I think you'd really like, do you like Persona or anything? Like,
I love Persona.
Oh my God. Why are you not playing Metaphor?
See? See?
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Dude, so WoW started and then PoE 2 came out. Yeah, but I will play it.
Also, Emmy, very impressive you have not died at all yet, by the way.
I mean, I'm playing so slow, dude. I mean, to be fair, I'm not playing every day, but when I do play, it's like...
You're locked in.
One by one by one by one. Like, you're talking about AoE farming. I'm like, God, I wish that were me. I'm killing maybe two mobs at once. Dude,
I'm telling you, I cannot play any other class other than mage in that game. Yeah. I refuse. I am not going to kill mobs one by one ever again.
I think Warrior's fun, but I think if I... need to reroll, I will go mage or maybe hunter.
Do you think you could do AoE farming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, all right.
But I think I'm going to go hunter if I need a reroll.
All right. Yeah. Dude, I'd love to see you AoE farm. It's really hard, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, it's hard.
It looks easy.
No.
The difficulty?
It's just like the kiting, right?
It's like it's very precise setup. Like if you make a mistake, you're done. You're cooked.
Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of get out of jail free cards, but I mean, I'll let Aspen like explain.
Well, yeah. The main reason why AoE farming is hard is resists.
Yeah.
Because like if you, like let's say you have seven mobs, one of them resists. Mm-hmm. There are cases where you can continue the pull and cases where you can't continue the pull.
Yeah, exactly.
And the difference between the two of those is usually 0.2 seconds.
Yes. You have to identify if the pull is salvageable or not immediately.
Mm.
And if you misidentify and you try to save a pool that's unsavable, you're cooked.
Then you end up on a YouTube compilation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've been going on for a while. So, I think, Lakar, is there anything else you wanted to go over? Anything else? Any topics you wanted to talk about?
I mean, I think we talked about everything I like.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of shit, right?
Gotcha, yeah. 2D anime girls, like OnlyFans. Like, this was like nice for me. I enjoyed it. I don't know. What about you?
It was good.
I'm chilling. Yeah. I mean, as I said, I didn't even know that we were recording today. And so like, I got a message. Yeah. I got a message. I was like, yeah, by the way, we're recording today. I'm like,
yeah, it's an off day for us.
Oh, okay. Okay. Never mind. And so, yeah, here I am. So, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for inviting me. This was great. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
I'm glad. Yeah, for sure. Kari on Twitch. And do you do YouTube too?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
I do like shorts.
Okay. Yeah. Well, mainly Twitch. Kari on Twitch. Thanks a lot for coming on. And
anytime.
Yeah. We really appreciate you guys watching, and we'll see you in the next one, right?
Yep.
See ya. Peace.
Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. A sparkle in your eyes. It makes me realize all we need is you and me. A light shines.
Yeah. I was wondering, what do you think it was the best WoW expansion?
Vanilla WoW was the best version of WoW.
Okay, classic.
Yeah.
All right.
The reason why is because the entire game mattered.
Mm.
Whereas like as soon as Burning Crusade came out, it made it to where like you took the game that was like this big and then you turned it into just Outland.
True.
And so like the entire end game and everything, like for example, like in like classic WoW, there are things that you do that have interplay that are like at level 30 or level 20 or level 40, right? Especially, right? With like the Songflower and like different types of like little bonuses and buffs and things like that.
Yeah.
But, and like getting rage potions and just like all of the interplay that the game has just like all the way down.
Yeah.
And like world buffs and having all these different, like it felt like a real MMO experience.
Yeah,
whereas
exactly.
I think that as soon as the expansion started coming out, then it started turning into being a much more guided compound. Yeah. Like it was concise in a way that was like not great. And it's like all the dungeons became uniform.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just was not really, it wasn't, it stopped feeling like a world